NYC News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Senator Amy Klobuchar is officially running for governor. Klobuchar announced her campaign Thursday. Politico reports she had planned to launch Monday, but delayed after federal agents shot and killed Alex Preddy over the weekend. The 65-year-old Democrat filed paperwork for her campaign last week, 2 weeks after Governor Tim Walz suspended his campaign for a third term. Klobuchar has been reelected 3 times since first winning her Senate seat in 2006, though her margin of victory has narrowed over time. In her announcement video, Klobuchar invited Democrats, independents, and Republicans to join her campaign.
I like my job in the Senate, but I love our state more than any job. I love the people of Minnesota. And Minnesota, I want to be a transformative governor.
Klobuchar started the video by acknowledging the last year of hardship for the state. The assassination of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband, the Annunciation Catholic School shooting, and the killing of 2 Minnesotans by federal agents. On Wednesday, Klobuchar started a speech on the Senate floor opposing Department of Homeland Security funding with the same acknowledgement.
In recent weeks, Minnesota has once again been at the center of America's heartbreak. But we are also at the center of America's courage and hope.
Discussions continue between White House officials and Minnesota leaders, with Border Czar Tom Homan saying Thursday that staff are working on a drawdown plan so long as the state cooperates with enforcement action. In documents filed Wednesday, federal attorneys urge a judge to deny Minnesota's restraining order pausing Operation Metro Surge. Larissa Donovan has been following the case and has more.
Earlier this week, Federal District Court Judge Kate Menendez heard arguments from attorneys representing Minnesota, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. The state's attorneys argued the surge is a pressure campaign to end the Twin Cities sanctuary policies and to hand over the data requested in Attorney General Pam Bondi's letter to Governor Tim Walz. In documents opposing the restraining order, federal attorneys argue that the executive branch, under which DHS operates, has the, quote, conclusive and preclusive authority to enforce federal law in Minnesota, quote, the when, where, and how much of federal law enforcement are reserved exclusively to the executive and are not subject to review by the states. The response alleges that Bondi's letter was not an attempt at coercion, but an attempt to find common ground. Judge Menendez has yet to rule on the case as of Thursday afternoon. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Duluth media report from multiple perspectives Thursday after most reporters were shut out of a meeting between Congressman Pete Stauber and Teamsters Local 346. A large crowd of protesters gathered outside the Duluth Union Hall Wednesday night. The Duluth News Tribune reports they held signs challenging Stauber's support of President Donald Trump, mining near the boundary waters, and immigration enforcement. The News Tribune says it was denied entry to the event, with a Teamsters representative saying there was limited space inside. A Star Tribune photographer was also shut out. Northern News Now were initially let in, but a few minutes later were called unwanted guests and asked to leave. WDIO was invited to the event by the union and reported Stauber discussed his Faster Labor Contracts Act. The bill aims to speed up labor contracts with newly formed unions. WDIO says the protesters could be heard from inside. The shutout media requested comment about the incident, but had not heard back as of Thursday. Republican State Representative Roger Scraba is running for re-election. The former Ely mayor was first elected to represent District 3A in 2022. The district is the largest in Minnesota and covers all of Cook and Coochaching counties, most of Lake County, and the northern thirds of St. Louis and Itasca counties. Last week, DFLer and retired Forest Ranger Aaron Kania announced plans to challenge Scraba. Steelworker Dan Horoshak announced he will run for House District 7B. The 32-year-old from Eveleth did not name a party in his announcement, but he has previously been involved with the DFL and told the Mesabi Tribune he calls himself a Range Democrat. The East Range seat is currently held by Republican Cal Warwis, who is running for a second term. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.